लाइट कैमरा
रोलिंग
एक्शन।
वेलकम टू माय पॉडकास्ट लेट्स टॉक अबाउट वर्टिकल्स, अ प्लेस वेयर सीक्रेट्स आर स्पिल्ड, स्टोरीज अनफोल्ड एंड द मिस्टीरियस वर्ल्ड ऑफ वर्टिकल्स इज रिवील्ड इन ऑल इट्स ग्लोरी। Behind the scenes? Oh yes. Exclusive insights? Absolutely. Eccentric characters? You bet. So, pull up a chair, pour yourself something suspiciously strong, and prepare for a conversation you didn't know you needed. So, welcome to the podcast Let's Talk About Verticals. And now, let's talk. Hello and welcome to my podcast, Let's Talk About Verticals. Today, finally again with an actress. And I talked to her on WordFest already with Nick Gabedian in a meet and greet. And now I talk to her alone from woman to woman about this whole vertical stuff. And I'm very happy to have her in the podcast. And I say hello to Alexandria Watts. Welcome.
Hi. I'm so happy to be here. I can't believe it.
Yeah, we finally made it. Yay!
I know.
No, it's fine. It's totally fine. Come on. Just kidding. So you are in the holiday mood? You're finished with shootings for this year or what?
Yes. Came back to Pittsburgh and I've been here ever since, and I'll go back right after the new year.
So you're kind of chilly-willy holiday mood now?
Yeah, we just got a ton of snow. A ton of snow.
We have here traditional meals in winter like fondue and raclette.
Ooh, my sister lived in Paris for a while. She loves raclette.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if you're doing raclette, it's getting hot because of the oven you have in front of you. So it doesn't make sense if it's hot.
No, I agree.
Good that we spoke about it. Now we can go to the main theme, the verticals. Did you do a Christmas vertical, by the way?
I have not, no. I have not done one.
Why?
I don't know.
Did you audition for one?
I've auditioned for a few, yeah.
Because you with your red hair, sorry for that, but it's kind of Christmas looking.
I know, all they would need is to put me in a green outfit.
Yeah, exactly. No?
I know.
Shit.
Maybe next year.
Yeah, next year everything gets better. The cookies, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I sent you cookies and then you got a Christmas vertical.
Yep.
Should we put on the list for next year also shooting in Europe? Did you shoot in Europe?
I have a bit of a fear of flying. So I'll have to get over that, but I'm working on it. I am working
on it. Okay, that's a bit shitty from the US to Europe. It's not a 2-hour flight. Nah, okay.
So how long
do you have to fly from LA to your home?
It takes about, there are no direct flights.
Yes. Okay.
So it takes about, if there was a direct flight, it takes like 5 hours.
Okay.
But I have to break it up and I have to do a layover. So the longest I've done is from LA to Chicago, which is like 4 hours. And then
okay.
Chicago.
Okay. Europe is, I think, 3 times.
I know. Well, if I go from Pittsburgh, there are direct flights from Pittsburgh to like Ireland and then London.
Okay. And, how long?
Yeah. And those, my parents just took one to go over and visit my sister who's studying abroad in England. And I think it was like 6.5 hours.
Okay.
So I could possibly
to try.
Yeah. You know, so I'm going
to 2026 to try. And then you can maybe shoot one in England and fly over to Istanbul and shoot one in Istanbul. And then you can fly over to Lithuania. You can do a Lithuania one and then in Italy. So it makes sense.
I think, once I'm over there,
yeah,
I think it'll be fine. But I just have to get over there first.
Yeah, but I think it's possible, isn't it?
I think next year I should be able to do it. So
okay. Okay, so I don't have to ask if you ever shot in China because that's
Not now. I have been asked and I have said, I'm thank you so much, but I don't think I can do it.
isn't that kind of shitty?
It's, I think the
Because
flight's
of
like 14 hours.
but isn't that kind of annoying that you can't do it because of
It
the
is, and I
flight?
would really love to. And I there are so many places over in Asia that I would love to go visit. And
Yeah.
so that's why I'm hoping I can do Europe and then slowly work myself up to being able to go over to China.
Yeah, because in my opinion, the shooting area in Europe is just getting started. First, they are shooting in England and in Istanbul. This year, they started shooting also in Italy a lot. And I'm sure they will shoot also maybe in France or Germany because the landscapes and stuff like here are really great. And
Absolutely.
for example, Michael Vaccaro told me that because I asked him why they are flying all of your actors over to Europe to shoot here. And he told me that the shooting in LA and stuff like that gets more and more expensive. So it's getting cheaper to fly you all over to Europe, giving you a hotel and food and your paycheck here because the shootings were cheaper than in the US.
Yeah, so it can get pretty expensive, especially out in LA. So, but I filmed in Canada, which I really loved. I really loved.
In
So, yeah, I've
Vancouver?
definitely trying to work myself up to
In Vancouver, or where did you shoot in Canada?
Vancouver. Yeah, I shot twice in Vancouver. And I really, really loved it.
Okay, so next step, Europe.
Yeah. So, hopefully
You
I'll be able to
got
have my yes.
it. Yeah, you know, how long are you shooting verticals now? When did you start?
My very first one was March of 2023.
So early.
Yeah, it was with Real Short. Yeah, it was March of 2023. It was called Reborn Wife's Redemption. And it was myself and Ethan Kirschbaum and Annie
Yep, I saw
Sullivan
this one.
and
Was it that one where you died in the say it in the spring in the water where you
no, I they I get
or was it in
he burn they burn me alive, me and my husband,
but
and then I
haven't you
come back and then
shot
I come back to
a
life.
second one where you got reborn? Okay, then I mean that.
I know it happens a lot.
How many lives do you have?
I know. I'm like a cat. I just keep coming back.
No, I was just wondering because I saw one where you got reborn, but I thought that was one. Yeah, I think that was
Yeah,
the second
there's
one then.
quite a few where they just keep bringing me back. You just can't kill me.
And how did you? They always try, but never worked out. Okay. And okay, when the first one you shot was a reborn style, what were your thoughts when you read the script about the story? Did you know
Well, okay, so
already
I
what
remember.
verticals were at that
No, I
point?
had no idea. No idea. And I remember auditioning for it and being like, I don't, because they didn't tell me in the audition that, like, I come back to life, that I die and I come back to life. So I remember
Okay.
doing the audition and being like, what am I talking about? Why am I talking like this? And then I got a call from my agent and she was like, you booked it, it's a week. And I was like, okay. I was just happy to be. I was a waitress at Universal, so I was like, I was just happy to be
Yeah.
acting.
Did you ever
And
did another acting job before in horizontal stuff?
not in LA. I lived
Ah,
in New
okay.
York. I lived in New York for about 7 years and pretty much everything I had done was theater.
Okay, okay.
And so I was just happy to be acting and it was the first thing I booked
A
with my
lead?
agent and in LA. Yeah, and I was the lead and I was getting paid way more than I was making at my waitressing job.
Yeah.
So I was just happy to do it. And then they sent the full script and I was like, okay, this is making a little more sense. The audition is starting to click. And then I did that one And I watched, you know, like what was free. I downloaded Real Short and I was like, well, you know, let me see it. And then I did another one in November of 2023. And it was just those two for that year. And then in 2024, I booked my third one in January. And then it was like every single month. It was like,
Yeah, I think I started watching Verticals at the end of 2023, and the first membership I got was a weekly membership on ReelShort, because ReelShort and DramaBox were the only, and GoodShort were at that time on the only three main ones and the big ones. And when I started watching Verticals on ReelShort, there weren't so many, or some, no, it, mostly of them were the Chinese one, but I cannot watch them.
I
Sorry.
know. I was gonna say there were when I remember when ours came out, mine came out like the week after Fated to My Forbidden Alpha.
No,
And
my first one I saw was with Jared Harper, The Double Life of My Billionaire Husband, where Molly Henderson was in it. And yeah, that was my first one I
And
saw.
it was if you had asked me then, I would not have thought it was gonna take off like this. Like I had
The whole
no
vertical
idea.
space, you didn't expect that?
No, I just didn't. I don't know. I did. I had no idea. Like, I just did it, and I thought, okay, well, that was fun, and you know,
Okay. But
yeah, cool.
didn't you get kind of afraid because of the whole speed the shooting went?
No, because I guess I like I said, everything I had done before that was theater, so I guess I just didn't necessarily know that that wasn't
Okay.
like normal. I was
Ah,
like,
okay,
oh,
so that it was that it could be slower if you're
yeah,
doing
I was like, oh,
horizontal
okay.
one.
I was like, this works. So,
Did you have any problems memorizing your text
no,
first?
I think with having done theater for so long, where you know you have to memorize like the whole thing at once and then do it, you know, memorizing hasn't always been super difficult, although. Last year, well, when I was filming, I got a concussion, and it really affected my memory. And that was when I had a lot of trouble memorizing when I had my concussion.
Okay,
So,
now it's better again.
yes, oh yes, much better. It was just a mild one. I got it
Okay.
on set. Very embarrassing.
Really?
I was doing my professor's my alpha mate, and there's this scene where I have to like run out of the gym, and I run out of the gym and just like completely trip over nothing. I mean, it's on camera, over nothing,
Really?
and fell forward and smacked my head
Oh,
off the ground.
shit.
I was like, oh my God. Just
You
remember being like, okay.
were
Yeah, I was like, oh. So yeah, and then
hello.
the next one I did it. After that, I was like, guys, I don't know any of these lines. It was like, no matter what I did, I was like, oh, I can't, they're not sticking in my brain at all. It
Big panic then, or what?
was definitely, it was an adjustment period. I was like, okay, I'm gonna have to figure out how I'm gonna do this. Like, I'm gonna have to figure out how we're gonna get this done.
Yeah, and did you count the amount of verticals you have done so far?
I actually have a list on my phone. I have like this terrible fear of forgetting everything. So I like write everything down. So I did the one I just finished in Atlanta was my 40th.
Oh, that's
Yeah.
a lot.
I know.
That's really a lot. How many leads did you play? Roundabout?
I'm not, let me do some quick math.
Yeah, no problem.
I've been the supporting in 8, so
32.
32 have been leads.
Wow, that's a lot.
I know. I kind
And
of
how
sometimes.
often did you get proposed as a lead? 32.
Yeah.
No, because I spoke with Alex Pigtin and he proposed in every vertical he ever played. And I spoke with
Really?
Casey Esser. He said to me, I played 51 51 verticals, and in 47 I proposed. So That's why I'm asking how often
Goodness.
you did you.
I don't know. I will say I've been pretty lucky. I've done like five or six where I have no male lead. It's just me. And I'm either like, I'm like saving my mom or, helping somebody else. So
Without a male lead.
So I've been lucky to do quite a few where
The power
just me.
woman.
Yeah.
Was that
So
good or bad?
I like it. I like it. It's nice to, it's always refreshing to see storylines
Oh
in this
yes.
space that,
With no not a weak woman who depends on whose surviving depends on a man.
So that's
And
pretty nice.
did you shot with kids? I saw minimum one where you shot with a kid.
Yes, I have. I think it was only the one.
Yeah, because I have the feeling that lately there are so many verticals with kids. In the
I
first year
know.
I've watched verticals, there haven't been any vertical with a kid. And now
Yeah, I've been noticing a
nearly
lot.
every second one is with a kid.
I'm not sure why they've decided to add so many
Yeah, and sometimes the
storylines.
stories are not so nice for the kids.
I know. Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, I did. I guess I've done two with a kid. The one I just did with a kid. That
Yeah.
was crazy.
Yeah, because I'm wondering if the kid didn't get any damage out of playing this role. No, because
She...
when you have a kid and the kid gets abused, don't you think that I have a bad influence on the
I
kids.
mean, it must. I know the one I did, the one I just did with Jake Hobbs, the young girl, her name was Anastasia, and they put her in some crazy situations, and she was like, she just sprung right up at the end and was like, well, do I get to go
Really
home yet?
professional? Can I go play now? What?
She was like, when do we get to eat?
Well, that's not, no, that's good. But otherwise, when the kids are so young, I'm
I
just
know.
wondering. But they are really professional when you're watching the vertical with the kids in it. I'm always so, wow, okay.
Yeah. But then I like to think like when I was little and I'd be playing pretend with my friends in the backyard or whatever, we were doing some cra we were playing pretend about some crazy stuff. We were like, "Oh, we're poor and we Like we were not playing princesses. We were in the backyard pretending we were like in World
Real
War II.
life, you were in the real life, you want to say. Okay.
So I don't
Did
know,
you
maybe
decide already then at your young age that you want to be an actress? Or was there ever kind of different dream job as a kid?
I had a few dream jobs. I always wanted to act. I didn't necessarily know if it was possibility though.
Okay.
But for a while I was really obsessed with the Titanic. Really. I mean, I know a lot of people are like, "Oh, I was obsessed with the Titanic." You were not as obsessed with the Titanic as me.
I was.
I was crazy obsessed with the Titanic. I went to lectures at the University of Pittsburgh where they were talking about it when I was 6 years old because I was that
I
obsessed.
was obsessed with the movie.
See, I was obsessed with the ship. But so for a while, the man who found the Titanic, his name was Robert Ballard. And he was an oceanographer, and I wanted to be an oceanographer so bad. I wanted to be just like him. And so that was a dream job for a while.
So yeah, you have to get to the museum where all the Titanic stuff
I know. We
is.
went, it came to Philadelphia 1 year, and my mom and I drove out. We went to go see everything.
You
And
watched
I
it?
have, huh?
You were there or what?
Yeah, we went, we got to like,
Oh,
touch the
great.
iceberg and everything. It was so cool. And then Robert Ballard did a lecture at the University of Pittsburgh, and I went and he signed my book. I
Ooh.
still have it. It's in my closet.
Yeah.
So yeah, being an oceanographer was a dream job for a while. And then my mom signed me up for an acting class when I was 8. And That's I really, I did it just for fun. And then in middle school is when my coach was like, well, you can go to college for this if you want. You could do this as like this could be a career if you wanted. I was like, oh,
Okay.
maybe it will be.
Was it then also kind of combined with dancing and singing stuff, or was it totally
Not for me.
only?
I do not like singing in front of people. Singing in front of people makes I'm so scared.
Okay.
Now, when I moved out, because I went to college in New York, just like 20, 30 minutes outside New York City. And so I moved into the city after I graduated. And the very first thing I auditioned for was musical theater. And I booked it and I didn't
Oh,
and I did it. I did it and I was miserable the entire time because I
okay.
despise singing in front of people. It makes me so nervous. And
Okay.
that's why I went to the audition because I was like, there's no way I'm gonna get it. I'll just let me go and like get comfortable with singing in front of people in an audition. And so I went in and I sang and I was shaking the whole time. And they had us do this dance. And I was like, well, okay, let me pack up my stuff. I'm good to go, I imagine. And they were like, we're gonna call some people back. And they called me back and I was like, no, there's no way.
Are you serious?
I was like, there's no way. And then sure enough, I got it. And I was like, oh my God, now I actually have to do this. And there was like, I was so miserable. There was a parking spot like where we would rehearse that if my car was parked there, everybody knew I was in the car crying because I was so scared. I hate singing in front of people makes me so nervous.
Dancing stuff, because a lot of the actors are also dancing.
Dancing, I
Raw
don't
and
I don't get too nervous dancing in front of people, but I never my sister was a ballerina. She danced with the New York City Ballet, but
oh, great.
that's not for me. I was a figure skater, so
So, in your
the
family
art.
is more about being an artist in any
Yes,
way?
my middle sister, she grew up a ballerina and then she went to fashion school in New York. And then my youngest sister, she is in college right now. It's her senior year and she goes to college for animation.
Oh, great.
So she's a
Do
she's the animator.
your parents stuff in that way, or?
My mom worked for my mom worked in sports actually my whole life.
Huh. So
And
no
then
one of your parents or aunties or uncles and are in artists? No? And then all three of you? Okay. Huh.
no.
So when did you decide to move to LA? And did you move there because more of the acting stuff? Because you don't
Well,
want to
with my
do any
fear of
theater anymore?
no, not much theater. With my fear of flying, I never went out to the West Coast just because I didn't think I could. And it wasn't until the pandemic that I like really started trying to get over like a lot of my fears. And so in 2021, I went out to LA and stayed for about a month just to see if I liked it. And I did. And so then in 2022, I packed up all my stuff and moved back.
And do you miss the theater stuff now?
I
Because
do.
of the direct, with all the audience directly, and you get the
Yeah.
contact so directly with
I
the
do.
audience and the feedback and so directly.
Yeah, and it's so fun having like live people there while you're doing it. But it's and I do miss it. But I don't think I'm gonna I think I'll go back, I think eventually
Really?
I'll go back to it. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Because
You
I
know,
do
sailing the vertical ship a bit more, and then
Yeah, I'll give it, I think there are so many great plays for women that are slightly older, and so I think I'll have a lot more fun doing plays and stuff when I'm a little bit older.
Yeah, makes sense. Makes sense. And to be honest, when you started watching Verticals so early, isn't it annoying sometimes that the most of the storylines are repeating?
Yeah, and I mean that's why I'm so happy that like so many of us are starting to write them. Because I think, we really care about whatever the feedback of like everybody watching and stuff. And sometimes it's difficult because, the higher and higher you go in the companies, it doesn't seem like, they just want to crank out as many as they can as fast as they can.
Was that the
And
reason also that you started writing?
well, sort of. I mean, I always, in high school, I wrote a lot of fan fiction, a lot of fan fiction. And I've always loved writing, but it was something that I always just did like alone. Like I would write a bunch on my computer and then just like leave it in my computer. Like, and nobody would read it. And so after I did my very first vertical, I had an idea for one, which ended up being the one we did. Which it's called Frozen Hearts and Fiery Love, and it's on Short Max. And so I wrote it and I just kept it in my computer. And I thought, I don't know. Well, I don't know if this will ever see the light of day. And then I started talking to producers, and I saw that they posted, one of the producers I worked with posted that, Short Max is looking for writers, and if you have anything, email us. So I emailed just being like, I know I'm an actor for you guys, but I have written one. I don't know. And so, we signed like a little contract just saying, that I'm giving them the first 10 episodes, and they're not going to steal it from me, basically. And I sent it. I didn't hear anything for a while, and then on Halloween of last year, they emailed me and they were like, yeah, we want to do it, and we want to do it in a week, next week. And I was like, oh my
And they
God.
had only the first 10 episodes?
Yeah, they only read the first 10 episodes. And so then I sent them the full script, and we did like another draft, because they had a few things they wanted added in and stuff. And so we cast everybody, we got all the locations, and then we started filming on the 7th of November. And it all happened very fast.
Yeah, and how was it to be on the other side?
Was, well, I did ask to play the lead in it. I was like, can you cast me? And it was, I don't know, it was very different. I really like writing, and I really like collaborating with writing and everything. And it was a lot of fun. And then to get to be in it and like, watch the director work and watch like everybody, it was just so cool. I don't know. I just felt like it was a dream come true the whole time we were shooting. I was like, I seriously can't believe this.
Was that the ice skating one?
Yeah, that it was a figure skater and a hockey player.
Which platform was it?
Short Max.
Okay. No, I'm sure I saw this one.
I was going to say there are so many hockey ones now.
Yeah,
So
lately so many sportive ones.
I know.
Tennis, hockey, football, basketball, what's the other ones? I don't know. So many sportive ones. It's exactly the same with the cooking verticals.
Yeah.
Bunch of periods, a lot of cooking verticals dropped. Lately, a lot of sportive verticals dropped. The storyline is nearly always
I know.
the same, but
So,
only the type of sports is changing.
yeah. So
Ah,
that's why.
fencing. Don't forget the fencing ones.
Oh, that's true. It's so like, it's so crazy. So that's why I'm happy that everybody like is starting to get into writing them. And
Yeah, I think it's good because you see exactly which scripts are translated from the Chinese one with AI, because there are so many a sentence that don't make sense in the vertical. When you're watching it, you're kind of, eh? What?
Yeah, you're like, huh?
Doesn't make sense. What? Eh?
And then especially sometimes when we're acting, we're like, can we, is it okay if we like change this around a little bit? And they'll be like, no. Sometimes they say yes. And then
Yeah,
sometimes they're like, no.
I spoke with Danny Farber, and he told me we had one scene in the script. It totally doesn't make sense. And he said, can we shoot an alternative one just that it possibly makes sense? And he said to me, in the end, they took the one who didn't make sense at all. And he was
That's what
so,
they,
what?
yeah. A
Why?
lot of times they'll be like, well, you can say, we'll do one take with it your way and then one take with it the way it's written. And then they always pick the one that makes no sense. And
Yeah,
I'm
and
like,
you know
whatever. Good
what's
point.
silly then? Mostly the person who's saying the sentence is in this kind of role, a lawyer or a well-educated person,
Yeah.
and then they
So I'm
say
like, you
they
know
are
what?
talking
This got
so
out of my
shit.
hand. Not my circus, not my monkeys.
Yeah,
So
but isn't that annoying for you when you
it can
totally
be.
know exactly that it doesn't make sense, but you have to
It
do it?
can be. It used to, when I like first started doing them and stuff, I asked a lot of questions and I was like, but the more I've done, the more I'm like, you know what? I'm not gonna worry about it.
It's a job. I'm
I
doing
mean,
it.
yeah, I'm just gonna, just you tell me what to do. I'll do it the best I can.
Has there ever been a role where you thought after the shooting, okay, that turned out I didn't expect it in this way?
Not necessarily. Not necess I mean, most of them I'm it I tr sort of turns out the way I expect. And I try a lot of time, you know. I try a lot of times to, if it makes not, if it doesn't make sense, to at least try and make it make sense.
To make it comfortable for you, at
Yeah.
least
So
playing
hopefully
it.
get some semblance of like, okay. I think they'll be able to figure it out, I hope.
So, do you like more playing kind of the really villain stuff, or do you playing more like the powerful, maybe leading woman, or do you like playing more kind of the lovey-dovey housewifey stuff?
Because I have done quite a few like villain roles and I do like them. They're a lot of fun. Because I think in terms of the acting, like the over the top that the clients are always looking for is a lot of fun to do when you're the villain. Whereas it's sometimes, at least for me, because I don't necessarily consider myself like a dramatic actor. I'm definitely more comedic. And so for me, it's a lot more fun to be somebody over the top if I'm being a villain, whereas it's way more difficult to be over the top if I'm like, oh my God.
So is it more challenging then doing
Oh yeah.
such kind of role?
Yes. And I would love to do like more romantic comedies and stuff like in
Oh yeah,
verticals.
rom-coms are so deeply needed.
Yes. And it's so it's but I do find I'm often, you know, playing like the lead or the ingenue, which is great, and I do love it, but it is more difficult for me.
Yeah.
If there's nothing funny, I'm like, oh, this is gonna be a little difficult.
Hard
Yeah.
time to go through. How do you prepare for your roles when it's a role which is not so typical, your natural?
I mean, I've been working, I definitely doing as many verticals as I've been lucky enough to do has definitely worked the muscle of being dramatic. But it just I'm just not like, I know I'm a pretty fairly funny person. And so for me, I've always been more confident in doing that. So the preparation is as far as you know, being more dramatic and everything for me, it's just like it's like a confidence thing almost. Because I don't know. I hate seeing people seeing me cry. I hate being vulnerable in that way, you know? And so it's gotten better, I feel, you know, definitely like it's definitely with how many verticals I've been able to do, it's gotten better. But yeah, the first couple of ones I did, I watch back sometimes and I'm like, ugh. was definitely not feeling
Do
super
you watch
confident
your own
in that.
verticals?
Sometimes I'll see ads come up on TikTok.
Yeah. Yeah.
And for a while I would watch what was free. But not always. I mean, sometimes I'll do ones where I'm like, oh, I'm kind of proud of this one. I like this one. You know,
Does your
and watch.
family watch your
My
verticals?
mom does. Yeah, my mom watches all of them, yes.
Oh, that's great. So your mom is
Yep,
your
she'll watch all of
biggest
them.
fan.
Yeah.
And what is she a good critical person,
Oh
or is
yes.
she, or does she everything you're acting like?
No, she'll definitely be like, oh, this wasn't my favorite. I'm like, oh,
And
it's a fix.
what does she say about seeing you so mad and so bad as a villain?
That doesn't bother her as much. She doesn't like the kissing and stuff. She's like, I had to skip that part.
Okay. Huh.
And
And
I'm like, yeah.
which one of your male lead co-stars you would prefer as her son-in-law? Did she ever tell you that?
Don't know.
No.
Well, she has always. I went to college with Miles Kolhassi.
Oh, okay, that's
He and
us.
I have known each other for like 12 years.
He's
And
great. I love him.
even when I was in college, she just adores Miles. She just loves Miles.
Okay.
All through college, Miles and I, we worked, Miles and I worked a lot together when I was in college. And yeah, all through college, my mom was like, he's
Yeah,
perfect.
I hope that he comes back to a bit more
I know. I
vertical
think
stuff.
he will be soon. But he does his own. He has like his own production company that he does like all these films
Yeah,
with.
and he
So
published lately Horizontal. I saw on his
yeah.
profile the ads and the trailer stuff.
Yeah,
Kind
so
of Western one, or what was
yeah,
it?
he loves Western stuff.
Yeah,
So
also like his music.
yeah. So I'm trying to think who else my mom really likes.
No, because I spoke, for example, to Kaylin Peluso, and she told me that her grandma is a big fan of Nick Ritacco.
Oh, my mom, I haven't worked with him. I haven't worked with him yet, but my mom loves Richard Schraw. She loves him.
Okay, to be honest, who doesn't?
I've never worked with him, but she's like, you gotta get cast with Richard Schraw. I love
I
him.
was so shocked when I saw him in his first villain type of husband.
I know.
Oh, that was so hard for me to see that he can
So
be
yeah,
so
so
a mean
she
man.
loves Richard Schraw.
Okay,
She
I
loves him.
understand. I totally understand.
Yeah.
Yeah, but to be that's also a reason why I can't watch the Chinese verticals. Because to be honest, the American CEO billionaire stuff looks more attractive than this small, tiny, skinny Chinese one. You know, when you're not so small. I'm
I'm super
5'10".
small.
I'm 5'10", you know?
Yeah,
And
that's
for me, it's really hard to imagine that someone who is nearly smaller than me could protect me and give me a hug, you
I
know?
know, but
So for me, it's more reasonable to get hugged from an US actor with his big shoulder and.
I'm gonna expose a lot of these guys right now.
Okay,
I'm
you can
five
spill it.
nine.
It's just you and me.
I'm 5'9" and a half,
Okay, so nearly my height, okay.
and I'm taller than most of the guys.
Yeah, and then
Most
when you're wearing high heels, I see that.
of the guys when we film, if we have to hug or something, they have to stand on an apple box.
The same way, like Kaylin Peluso told me, because she's so small, and she had to did a show with Casey. She
Oh my
always
gosh, yes.
said to me, "I need an apple box every time."
Yeah, it's the opposite for me. They have to put the guys on the apple box. Because there I just did one with well, you've probably never watched Dancing with the Stars. But do you know of Dancing with the Stars? It's like a
We have here
pop.
in Germany also. In Germany, it's called Let's Dance.
So I just did a vertical with one of the pros from Dancing with the Stars, and he is 6'2". So he said, and he would get so mad because we would film and they'd be like, Max, can we put you on an Apple box?
And he's
And he
a
was like, no.
what?
And then when we shot the poster, they wanted it to look like, very like loving, and he's holding me and thing, and they were like, yeah, we're gonna need an Apple box. So
That's the
I
thing
was
with
like,
the Apple box.
am I getting taller, or are these boys lying? Like, I don't know.
Do you have to wear mostly no high heels
Yep,
because of that?
if you watch most of the verticals I do, I'm in flats. They always have me in flats, or I'm only in, there are a few where you can see I'm wearing no shoes, because what they'll do is for the wide, they'll put me in the heels, and
Yes.
then I'll take them off when we do, closer stuff. But yeah, most of the time they just put me in flats.
Which male actors are taller than you? Exceptional. Cayman. I know Cayman is very big. Casey, I think
As
also.
far as ones I've worked with, I know Noah's taller than I am.
Not really. Is Noah
Yes,
taller than you?
Noah's like 6'2", 6'3".
Oh, okay.
And
It
then
doesn't seem to be so tall, mostly.
I know, and then who else is taller than I
I
am?
think Cayman.
Cayman, I've never worked with Cayman.
And I know he's 6'2", I think. I read somewhere.
Who
And
else?
Casey? Did you shoot with Casey? I think
I'm not shot
Casey
with
is
Casey
also
either.
tall.
Yeah, I saw him at Verticon and he was pretty tall.
But as you said, I don't think there are so.
No, there's
You
like
shot with
no.
Fabian. Is Fabian taller than you?
About he's just a little taller than I am.
Okay.
Elijah's taller than I am.
Okay, yeah, Elijah is a big one. Yeah, true. True.
Tyler Ellis is taller than I am. He's blonde.
Ah, yeah. Yeah, I was just first thinking of Tyler Scherer because I think he would be also taller
I
than
yes, I
you.
believe Tyler's taller than I am. But as far as the ones I've worked with, most of them have been. A lot of them are just like just taller than I am. But then if you put me in heels, suddenly they're,
Yeah, no, because a lot of actresses, I think they are not so tall. They are
No,
mostly
I'm it's like and
five.
I it's like Kelsey and I, like when we're all together,
Yes.
like I feel like I tower over everybody. I'm like,
You're the big boss. But
it's
to
like
be
Kelsey,
honest, I like this height.
I love being tall. I love
Yeah.
being tall.
I loved it
I
also,
want to trade it for,
always.
I'd be taller if I could. I love being tall.
Yeah, the funny part in my place is my dad is round about 2 meters two, and my mom is 1 meter 65. So I'm the average of both. But to be honest, I don't understand why they are casting such a tall guy with such a small woman, because
I think it's a cultural thing, just that, they love like the idea of like, a really small, and I think that's why a lot of times I get cast in these roles where there are no male leads, because
makes sense,
I
yeah.
don't necessarily think I give off damsel in distress energy.
Or you're not playing so many banquet scenes because in banquet scenes mostly you're seeing the shoes and you need
Yeah, well, and
it.
I've seen a lot of TikToks. I'll get tagged in TikToks and stuff, and it'll be, somebody slapping me or something, and so many of the comments will be like, "Please, this girl's getting hit." They're like, "This girl's getting hit by this little blonde girl." I don't think so.
When she's hitting bat, the blonde girl is right away.
And I'm like, "No, guys, I'm sorry."
I have a question for you. You also played the XXL stuff, right?
Yes.
where you're comfortable with the role or not. Because sometimes lately a show dropped. I really like this one. It was called Plus Size, Plus Love, stuff like that. And in that vertical, I liked that it was the whole time the same actress and oversized. But you saw that she's so comfortable in this body, and the lead role was so supporting her and making her comfortable with this figure. So I like this kind, and she got a bit bullied, but not so much. But in this XXL stuffs, I think it was shot four different casts, three different casts, I don't know. Every time you had two different actresses. So, and the overweight one got always so much bullied.
When I did the one, I didn't necessarily know like 100% what the storyline was going to be. And
Okay.
I was also with an agent at the time who signed me up for anything, everything and anything that would take me. And I didn't necessarily want to do it, but my agent was like, you need the money, basically. And I mean, she was right. I did need the money. And I talked to Kelsey, the girl who played the before. And I was like, you've read the script, I've read the script, I'm not super comfortable with it, but I want to know what you're feeling, 'cause this, you know. And she was like, I'm cool with it. And I was like, I mean, if I
If she's fine, yeah, okay.
if you're okay with it, I guess I can be okay with it. And so we did it, and I remember the whole time being like, I hope this never sees the light of day. I
Did you
remember
watch
shooting
it?
I have that's actually like one of my most popular ones. So I get tagged on TikTok in that one all the time because it circulates on TikTok so often. And I have not seen like seen it the whole way through. And everything. And I mean, I was just really hoping, like, I hope it either never comes out or I hope nobody watches it.
Shit.
And
No, for me it was a I think you did the first one with this kind of storyline.
yeah, I think that was the other thing is like we didn't know necessarily
Yeah, because there
like
were lately, I think after yours, there have been, I said, two or three with the same storylines, with also two actresses, stuff like that. And the thing was, when I watched that, my thoughts were, when I saw the trailer, okay, that could be nice. I'm glad that there are kind of oversized actresses more, because sometimes they are so thin. Oh, holy shit. So I was kind of okay, that looks good that at some point now they are getting also f to some oversized, which is very common in the audience, oversized people. And then I was kind of disappointed when I saw it that they are using two actresses.
It was I actually was I thought at the beginning that's not what was happening. And then because I think that's the one thing. I mean, obviously these move at such a fast pace, but I think sometimes it's difficult for us as actors because there's no time
To get the
to,
whole
you know,
story.
when things change so fast, there's no time to be like, I don't want to do that, you know?
I know. And I think sometimes for you it's not so easy when you are auditioning. I think you're getting one or two scenes of the script and you get the whole script when you already booked it.
Yes, well, that's like the one with Jake that I just did with the little girl in the tank and, you know, and everything. It was a similar type of thing where, you know, I auditioned with one scene and then I signed the contract, we said yes, and then we sit down for the table read, and I was like, oh my God, I didn't know this is what was
I
going
think
on.
that that sometimes maybe because I spoke to a lot of directors and stuff like that, also to a script supervisor, and she said, yeah, sometimes they are get the whole script 2 3 nights prior before the
Before,
shooting
yeah.
starts. So I think for me it's then hard when you get the whole story and then you say, oh shit, what's
Yeah, I'm
that?
like, and that's when I was talking to my agent, and I was like, I don't, I might back out of this. I think I'd do rather do something else. And she was like, well, sort of too late. Okay, she's
Did
not very
you back out sometime
nice. I have
at
not backed
anyone?
out. No, I haven't. And I think part of that is just my fear that if I back out, I'll never book anything again.
Totally understandable. What are you what are some no-goes for you? What are kind of scripts you decline?
I luckily have not, well, very, I will be honest, very rarely am I sent anything beforehand. Like most of the time it's where I do the audition. They say, yes. A lot of times in my experience at least, they'll send the intimacy scenes. So like if they're like, oh, we want to book you, but we're going to send over the intimacy scenes just to make sure you're okay with them. But they don't send over like any of the abuse. I mean, the abuse is just crazy.
It's
I
getting
don't.
more and more. I have the feeling that it's getting more and more. When I started watching Verticals in 2023, there were not so much abusing in this whole
Yeah.
vertical stuff.
Maybe a slap or
And
two,
kidnap,
but
yes, but that was it. No kidnapping, no raping,
yeah.
no beating till miscarriage or stuff like that. Nothing
Yeah.
happened in the first verticals, and they were always big shots
Yeah.
in views. So I
I
don't
know,
get
and
it why they added this to nearly every type of
I
story
know, well, and
lens.
it goes back to like we try, I mean, like we as actors and everybody like in the space tries to tell, the higher ups and everything, like we don't. This isn't what they want. This isn't what anybody wants. We don't want to do it. We don't want to film it. People don't want to watch it. But then, they see, oh, okay, well, if we post on TikTok a video of a girl getting beat, it's going to get millions of views. And that's what's going to make them the money, I guess. So.
Yeah, but these numbers can really easy peasy be manipulated.
I know. So. I don't know. I just hope that these get bigger and as, the audience widens and everything, I really do hope that they start listening.
What? Last question before I do the 5 question quickie with you at the end. What do you wish as improvement for this vertical space in the upcoming year, or what do you think will be changed in this industry?
I think the writing and the stories are getting a lot better. I think that they're starting to care a little bit more about the quality of the verticals over the quantity that they're producing.
Do you think that I have the feeling sometimes that some platforms are not willing to take a risk for new storylines.
Oh, some definitely are, but I think some platforms aren't willing to take risks, but I think with how quickly this space is growing and how many new apps are emerging, I think they'll start taking risks, and I think it will pay off. And then I hope that leads then the other apps to the other thing I would really love to see is I mean I understand the idea of it, but like you said, when one goes like really viral or really it is really popular, I wish that they would stop. Every other app then has to make their own version of it.
So, and sometimes it's exactly the same. You did it also with this 30 years frozen, what was the
Oh my God,
title?
yes. It was
It
like
dropped
all
exactly the same time with a different cast on another platform. Exactly the same
I
story, even
know.
the same names of the people in it.
Yeah. Well, and I was just talking to, I can't remember who it was. I was just talking to somebody and they were like, I just filmed the exact same vertical you did with Jake Hobbs and the little girl in the tank. And I was like,
What?
yeah,
Yeah,
it's,
and there are so many storylines, exactly the same ones who dropped.
I know.
The silly one is then too that they're dropping, I don't know, 1 week apart from each other.
I know. So it's wild. So I'm hoping that as these new platforms start making better stories, making, better verticals, that the other platforms will then see it as an opportunity to step up.
Hopefully,
Yeah.
hopefully
So,
that is so badly needed, to be
yeah.
honest. Alexandria, on every end of every episode, I'm asking a five question quickie, and I'm asking you the same thing. So, first
Okay.
question, what's your favorite dish? What do you love to eat?
Ooh, I love so much food. I love like Italian food. I love pasta and
Okay,
pizza.
one reason more to come over to Europe,
I know. I know.
to visit Italy.
I also love breakfast foods. Breakfast foods are my favorite types of food.
What?
Like eggs and sausage and bacon.
I'm not the breakfast type.
Really?
No, I have chicken in my garden. You can here get few fresh eggs from my chicken, but I don't eat breakfast.
I love
I'm
breakfast.
Yeah, I celebrate breakfast when I have some guests, you know, then I really like it, kind of brunch style. But for me on my own, I don't have breakfast. I'm not even a coffee drinker.
Oh, see, I'm not a coffee drinker, but I love tea.
Okay, so you're celebrating the tea time.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Do you have a kind of comfort movie which you like?
I love
Besides
there are three.
Titanic.
No. There are two. I love Pretty Woman. I love there's an English movie I really love called Angus Thong's Imperfect Snogging. It's a great movie.
Don't know this.
And then I really like I really recently am into K-pop Demon Hunters. That's a great movie.
Okay. Are you more the movie type or more the serious type?
Definitely more like comedy movies.
Okay.
Yeah, not a huge
And
serious.
music? What kind of music do you prefer?
Oh, I listen to all music. I love
Are you the actor type of, depending on the character you get, having some playlists to get into
Oh
the
yeah.
mood?
Oh yes, especially and if I'm writing too, it helps a lot.
Okay.
Oh gosh, I listen to everything. Definitely a lot of pop. Definitely a lot of pop.
Okay.
But I was really into like pop punk for a while. I like 80s music. I like rock.
80s are always great.
I know. So good.
ABBA, Queen, stuff like
Yeah.
that. Oh, holy moly.
Yeah, my mom and everything like my mom listened to while I was growing up. So like she loved like Rat and Motley Crue.
Beatles
And
stuff.
yeah, my sister whose room I'm in right now, she was super into the Beatles.
Yeah, my parents loved the Beatles. They had a
Yeah.
lot of Beatles and oh holy. But to be honest, it's kind of like the same with the ABBA songs. Everyone said, "Really?" Huh? But everyone knows the song.
Yeah.
If any song of them is playing, everyone knows how to sing along. That's We had here in Germany a type, it's called Neue Deutsche Welle with Nena and 1990 balloon 99 balloons and
Oh,
stuff.
yes. When I took German, we listened to that song all the time.
Really? Oh, there are
Yes.
so many better songs than
I know.
Nena. No, but here in Germany we had the Neue Deutsche Welle. There was all type of this music, like the 99 balloons and stuff. There are some really great songs, party songs for the 80 parties. Yeah,
Oh,
that's
see, I'll
there.
have to. I
All
stop. I
German
switched.
songs.
I know. I switched in Middle school, I took German, and then in high school, I switched over to Latin. Maybe I would have heard him if I stuck to German in high school.
I will send you a link for a playlist of that. I'm sure you love it. When you love the 80s music, you love
Yeah.
this kind of music. And you can repeat your German because you can learn it. It's a
I
German song.
know. I was very bad at German, I'm not going to lie. That's why I switched out to Latin.
Okay, I had also Latin and French in
Me?
school. Yeah.
We had Spanish, French, and German, and then in middle school in 7th and 8th grade, you got to pick one, only one, and I picked German. And then when I got to high school, I took German class for one day in high school,
Oh, one
and I
day.
was like,
Woo!
I can't do this anymore.
Okay, to be honest, German is really difficult to learn because of the many
Well,
articles and stuff like that. Yeah.
and when I got to high school, there were two German teachers, one who was like a little more fun and like not super serious, and then one who was like straight from Germany, very serious, no English speaking in class. And that's the one I got. And I was like, I
Thank
can't,
you.
I
I'm
can't.
done here. Thank you.
I was
I'm
like, I can't. I'm so sorry, I can't.
Okay. Maybe you can listen to this German music.
And learn. I'll probably learn better than I did in middle school. So,
Sure. I'm
yeah.
sure. So, last two questions. When I would come to you and say, Alexandria, listen, I want to start watching Verticals. Which one of yours should I definitely have watched? What would you say?
Ooh. Well, probably Frozen Hearts and Fiery Love, since I also wrote that one. Maybe the one with Nick. The Double Life of Lady Diana. I really,
Oh
that
yeah,
one
that's
we,
a cool one. I like
yeah.
that one.
And that one was, we got to, like, that one was pretty funny. We got to have a lot of fun with that one.
Can you paint, by the way? Being such an artist in this one, can you paint? No? Okay.
No.
Okay.
Nope.
Okay. I asked you in the advert first if you can cook, and you said nope. Okay.
Cook, no. Bake, yes. Cook, no. That's, I know.
Okay. Not a problem. Not a problem. So, which one would you prefer for seeing you as a villain?
Ooh, as a villain, oh, let me look at my list. What was it called?
No
It's
problem.
with Miles and Sophia Lopez, and I really thought that one was, I think it's called "You Are My Destiny," I think it is. But it's with me and Sophia Lopez and Miles Kolhese, and that I had a lot of
Okay.
fun being that villain, and I love the outfits.
Yeah, that's a good
Yeah,
reason.
I
That's a
know
good
the villain
reason.
outfits are always so fun.
Okay, and last question, which genre you want to see more on you in vertical space?
Comedies. I would love to be funny.
Yeah, I spoke with Adam Chisnell about the missing comedy ones.
Yeah, I would love to be funny. And
Would
like a
love
real comedy, like a real comedy, like a rom-com, obviously, yes, but like also just something
rom-coms are totally needed. I knew
you know.
exactly who would be also in if you would ask. Adam Chisnell, he's totally in for rom-com comedy stuff like that. Molly Anderson is totally in for rom-coms.
No, we're all begging for them. You just don't.
Yeah, what's a problem that there are not?
I don't know.
You have to
But yeah,
take
we
it.
all
You
want to
have
be
to
funny.
write rom-coms.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying. I'm trying. And then anytime I get feedback, they're like, "Well, can we add in a slap? Can you push her down the stairs?" And
Really? Oh,
I'm like,
shit.
"No."
Yeah, but okay, one more question I want to ask. I spoke to a post-production team from Vietnam for Viglu. And one of them told me that she's watching recently the Chinese verticals who dropped lately, and they pro are producing a lot of comedy ones recently in China.
Okay, well, hopefully that starts to trickle over here.
Yes, but do you think that this intercultural difference could be a problem for comedy ones, because I'm not sure if we like the same comedy like the Chinese one.
I was going to say it definitely could be different because I know, they're what they find funny over in,
Yeah, what we find funny are kind of difficult.
Could vary. So I don't know, but hopefully it'll translate well.
Yeah, she told me
We'll
that they
see.
are producing lately a lot of comedies in China.
Yeah.
So, fingers
Hopefully.
crossed
I know.
that it swaps over.
Hopefully. I just want it to
Yeah.
be funny.
2026. You have your bucket list. Flying over to Europe. What was next? Going to Italy for the food? Giving me notice because of the Christmas cookies.
Christmas cookies in October, yes.
Not so loud. Not that
Yeah.
everyone is sending me in
You
October.
cut that out, cut
Yeah, okay. Otherwise they said, "What? I heard you."
I know, and
What?
we can't let Noah know either because he'll eat them all before I even get a chance.
Is he a cookie monster?
So, yes. I will bake cookies and like the next morning I'll wake up and there's two left.
From 20 or what?
Yeah, and he loves them.
I have to ask Noah if he wants to record a podcast episode with me, and then I will ask him directly. Then he can get his own
You
cookies
confront
packet.
him.
Yeah, I said, I heard the rumors
Yeah.
that you are kind of a cookie monster. What? No.
He is.
Huh.
He's
Then
there.
we
You
will
heard
see.
it here.
We'll see that. Alexandria, thank you so much for
Thank
taking your
you.
time to recording with me. I'm saying thank you so far for taking the time to talk to me, and we will talk soon, because of the to-do list for the new year. And in the other thing, I will keep you updated.
Okay, perfect. Yes.
So thank you very much, and I say bye.
You. Bye.
This is a wrap on this episode, and I hope you tune in again.